This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, we're sponsored by the Fish Family, Lilinishmas Basibas Rabbit Shalom Ben Avamalevi, Parabas Ruvain. We learn Lilinishmas Dov Ben Chaim, Lufu Shalem, Fel Yomash Mechai Sar, Yakim Ben Basilea, for the Schus of Avram Ben Yom Benish Bamak Yudis and family, Bayel Klugman and family, Lufu Shalem, for Chai Sar, Basha Shabina, Chan Basha Shabina, Dvar Basha Shabina, Rivka Bashiralea, Yitzhak Ben Sim Ben Dusha, Moshe Meir Ben Esther Fadl, and Meir Ben Chayesar, they should have a Rafu Shalem of Bisei Shechel Yisrael. Now we know that in order for a Keli, a Klei Cheres, in an Oyel HaMeis to save its contents from Tuma, it has to be Tzomid Pasul. It has to be tightly sealed. Here we have a case where the utensil has a cover, but chavyis, a barrel, shiniskalfa, that a piece of the barrel was niskalfa from lashon of klifa, means it peeled away. But vazefesh shelo oimedes, the inner pitch was still there, but it didn't reach over the rim. V'chein kivosin shel miryus. Kivosim, these words are so interesting. Kivosim is a jug. So a jug of fish brine. Shegifosan imasafa. That you sealed it by the rim. But it didn't go over the rim. The seal was not over the rim. So Rabbi Yehuda Eimer ain't a matzilin, because he holds that you have to seal it above the rim. The Chacham says it does save it, even if it's flush with the keli. Now, Chavya Shenikva Usesamua Kshmarim. Here you have a barrel that's perforated in a hole, and I guess if it's for olives, it's a hole the size of olives. But Usesamua Kshmarim, it's sealed with sediment. Hitzilua, that's considered enough. Kaka bismaira, if it's sealed with vines, then achiyamareich minatstadim. The vine is the plug, and around the vine you have to smear it on both sides with a smear of, let's say, tit or earthenware. Hoyushtayim, if there's two vines, you also have to smear the middle, attach the two vines. It has to be smeared on the side and also in between the two vines. Neser, shunosin al piatana, a board that's put on top of an oven. If you want it to be considered a tzamid pasul, in meirach minat stadim, if you seal it around the edge of the boards, it's itzel. Now, what if it's two boards? Hoyushnayim. Then you have to also seal in between the two boards. Achiyamarech minat stadim, around the sides. Obey nesel chaveren, in between the two boards. Asa besinin oibig shugmin. If the boards have like a glue type, sinin is from the lashon of a snare. If it has like the pieces of a bush, which is gluish, or shugman, pieces of reed, which are an adhesive, then ein etzach lamarech min emtsa, then you don't have to smear it in the middle, because this glue causes them naturally to stick together. Okay, Rabbi Isai, we had good news tonight with Eddie. That's really good news. I don't know why he left us in the middle. I know why, but I can't say it. What was it, John or Theodore?
No, my daughter called me.
Oh, your daughter called you. How's she feeling?
Oh, Hashem. She is, it was 6 a.m. in Israel. She's just first trying to go to sleep now.
Okay.
Oh, Hashem.
Okay, so Eddie, we hope you could get a flight from Cuba or wherever you are. I know it's hard. I know it's hard these days.
Actually, I'm in Kew Garden Hills.
Oh, so close to Cuba, Kew Gardens. Uh-huh. And look at this. He was on his way to Lakewood. Now he's on his way to Eretz Yisrael. All right, listen, we hope you find a flight. And we're very happy for you. Shelley, tomorrow, what's it look like?
I have no clue what tomorrow is like. No clue. I have things I want to get done, but I don't know when. So whatever works for you is best.
For me, probably around 4 might be a good time.
Great. We'll make it then.
Okay, and have a good evening, everybody.
Rabbi, take a few.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.